Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In the last gospel, the Gospel of John, chapter 21, the very last resurrection story involves three people, Jesus, Peter, and John. Jesus says to Peter, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go." This he said to show by what death he was to glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Now remember, this is right after Jesus has asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter has, by his triple profession of love, made up for his triple denial on the eve of the Passion. Now Jesus is saying, "Beforehand, you were young, and you just did what you wanted, and you fled from the death you bragged you would face for my sake. But when older, you will be led on the same path I was led, to be crucified for my glory." It's a beautiful but brutal reassurance. Jesus is telling Peter that now that Jesus has died for Peter and has risen, and his life now dwells in Peter, the life of Jesus now dwells in Peter. That will make it possible for Peter to be able to die for Jesus, just like he had resolved. But then Peter turns and looks at John, the beloved disciple. And Peter asks Jesus, what about him? And Jesus says, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." That's a very strange answer Jesus gives. And those are the last words of Jesus, the gospel reports. What are we to make of them? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Peter and John must have been very close, since they pair up constantly in the New Testament. At the Last Supper, Peter asked John to find out from Jesus who the betrayer is. When Jesus is captured, John is the one who manages to get both himself and Peter into the courtyard of the high priest. On Easter Sunday, Peter and John run together to the tomb to see what's going on. Later, Peter and John are in the fishing boat when the resurrected Lord grants them a second miraculous catch of fish. And at the beginning of the book of Acts, Peter and John are in the temple together. And when a lame man is cured in the name of Christ, Peter and John are arrested together and testify before the Sanhedrin together. It's a remarkable thing that Peter and John were such good friends because, of course, it's hard to imagine any two people having more different personalities. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Peter is clearly the leader and the impulsive one. He's the one who steps out of the boat to walk on water. He's the one who cuts off a random ear on the night of the Lord's arrest. He's the one who makes the unthinking suggestion to build three booths on Mount Tabor. He's the one who, when John recognizes the risen Christ on the shore, jumps out of the boat and swims to Jesus. And he's the one, in those first chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, he's the one who does all the talking. John, on the other hand, is quiet, reflective. He's the disciple Jesus loves. He doesn't say much, but he's the closest to the Lord himself. And his love wins through. John alone makes it to the foot of the cross on Good Friday, where he receives the final gift of Jesus' mother from the cross. And in the end, John's quiet reflection yields the greatest spiritual insight the world has ever seen. The mystical fourth gospel, the three letters of love, and the astonishing panoramic vision of the book of Revelation. Last but not least, their deaths will be very different. Peter will be crucified like Christ. John will die a natural death. The Lord will come for him peacefully. These two men are so different, but so united in virtue and in their love of the Lord. And it's with Jesus contrasting these two men that the Gospels come to an end. Why do you think the Gospel ends with their contrast? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. After Christ rises from the dead, the age of Christ visible and in the flesh is coming to an end. The time is coming now for the age of the church, the age of Christ's mystical body spread throughout the world. And it had to be that way. Because, remember, Christ is fully God and fully man. And Jesus' divinity is infinite, but Jesus' personal humanity is finite. It's a creature, and so it's something limited, as all creatures are. And because it's limited, it can't fully express everything there is to express in the full, infinite riches that is Christ. That's the paradox. Christ's limited humanity can't fully express the unlimited richness that belongs to Christ. And so, the unlimited richness of Christ finds expression in the humanity of all the members of the church. Christ's humanity is very particular. He has a certain eye color, a certain birthday, a certain height, a certain manner of speech. And Peter had another set of particular characteristics. And John had yet another set of particular characteristics. And the same with the other apostles. And the same with you. And the same with me. What the church is just you and I, and every other believer lending whatever is distinctive and unique about ourselves to Christ, so that he can express his unlimited goodness and truth through our limited but irreducibly individual humanity. Do you remember when St. Paul says, "It's not I who live, but Christ who lives within me"? That's right. It's Christ living in Paul. But Christ is expressing himself through Paul's personality. And what a unique, forceful personality it was. That's how our uniqueness is a gift to Christ, a gift to the church. And that ecclesial complementarity in difference was reflected way, way back by those two utterly different personalities of Peter and John. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. All through the history of the Church, Christ's superabundant richness has been manifested in the dramatically varied personalities of the saints. Christ's richness is manifested in feminine militarism speaking French with Saint Joan of Arc. Christ's richness is manifested in masculine self-sacrifice speaking Polish with Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And it's in the quiet study of Saint Thomas Aquinas and in the ecstatic exuberance of St. Francis of Assisi, speaking Italian. And the danger is that we'll compare ourselves with those other unique expressions of Jesus, just like Peter wanted to compare himself with John. Will John and I be the same? Will we have the same destiny? Jesus says, of course not. The whole point is that you will enrich the world by manifesting my goodness differently. So just follow me. May we all follow Christ. May we all fulfill our destiny to imitate and express his goodness in our own unique way. And may we celebrate the countless varieties of his human expressions in this beautiful unity called the Church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
My Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A lot in that meditation, wasn't there?
That was a good meditation. But that one, I think, for me, is truly the pinnacle, the apex of my daily thoughts, my daily struggle. I think one of the biggest things I wrestle with every day. So I think about this all the time. If anything, it's kind of hard to add something constructive, because as I was thinking about it, you would get to the next point and you'd kind of say what I was thinking, or at the conclusions I've come to with this struggle of comparison. Because I, for a long time now, as you know, and I'm sure some of our listeners know at least, I've been on a radically different path from all of my peers.
That's true.
Which it creates a strange dichotomy in me, which is for one half of me, I'm looking at the lives that other people are living and I might want what they have. So for instance, I went to college early. So by the time I was living up in Lawrence while all my friends were at KU, I wasn't in school.
Yeah, you were done.
I was done. I didn't have any formal graduations in my entire life. but I chose not to do that. I chose to do something very different, and it was very good for me, but I still had to watch all of my friends go through
the normal stuff.
The normal benchmarks of life, as well as always living and being in community with people that were a couple of years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funny enough, I don't know if you've even listened to it, but I wrote a whole song about this.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You've never heard that?
No, I need to hear it.
It's called A Vignette. It's out. It's on Spotify. But it's about that experience of watching other people a step ahead of me and that kind of envy of comparison, because they're just, if all of your friends are a little bit older, then you're always kind of in the other room waiting to get in, and they're already there, you know?
Yeah.
And they're gone by the time you get there. Yeah. And I really feel that with Man, with Peter and John looking and saying, God, you gave him that. But on the other side of this, I know that I wouldn't actually make any different decisions. It's just the comparison that can really hurt sometimes, but I actually, when I stop and I reflect on this with God, I really do love the person he's helped me to become, and I acknowledge that we are just made for different things, and that I wouldn't even be satisfied getting what they have. And I didn't choose it either. Comparison is really the thief of joy.
Yeah.
But you just summed it up so well with this meditation, that at the end of the day, we're all different reflections of Christ. We're not all here to be little clones. We're deeply unique. It's
just the opposite.
But God would never need to make you twice. So I certainly shouldn't try to be you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a view of humanity that I've had for a while. This idea that each person is their own. God is so infinite, and we're all made in the image of God, despite how different we are, which implies that we all have a piece of who he is. We can all understand some different depth of God. It's incredible, but we should really focus on that specialization, because we're not going to get anything out of being clones anyways. I don't know if that's all tracking, but I've lived in this comparison of other people being at a different place in their life or getting something out of life, and yet also lived in the satisfaction of knowing that I can only be the person that God made me to be.
Now, my question for you is, I'm going to put it a couple ways and then you can straighten out the question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you let Christ make you into the person you're supposed to be? That's one way to put mm-hmm. it. Another way to put it is, how can you let Christ exploit your personality?
Yeah.
Use your personality to manifest himself to the world.
Mm.
Because Jesus gave the answer to Peter. He gave the answer to this question to Peter. You follow me. Mm. Follow me.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. Stop looking at... I think Jesus was saying to Peter...
Yeah.
Quit looking at John.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about John. Just spend time with me.
Yeah.
If you just spend time with me,
yeah.
who you are will come to its fullness. Does that make yeah. sense?
Because it's like the saints are such a good example, but that doesn't mean that I have to mold myself into Maximilian Kolbe or
nope.
to Saint Faustina.
Nope.
What I should learn is looking at those two different saints and saying, their lives were so extremely, extraordinarily different. They had different passions, they had different strengths, and they had different missions, and they followed. They have, if you looked at those two pictures side by side, you'd say they have nothing in common, but they both were Christ-like. And so you have to look at who you already are, your natural inclinations, if you're creative, if you're very... almost mathematical. If Kolbe was such a, he was on top of media, he was top like technology moving forward. Faustina was an entirely different being, but you look at your natural inclinations and you let Jesus purify them without getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're looking at both these saints, they would both tell you, stop looking at us and start mm-hmm. looking at Jesus.
Exactly. Because that's what they were doing. That's what we should learn from their example. Or when we see, because I think people feel really discouraged at the idea of becoming a saint, because they look at saints and they say, but that's not me. It's not.
No.
You have yet to become a saint. You have yet to show us what you could be like as a saint.
So it's only in following Jesus, it's only in fixing our eyes on Jesus, spending time with him in prayer, receiving his life often in the Eucharist. Yet, we're trying to make our personalities into their fullness by spending all of our time looking at other people.
This is a huge, huge cultural issue right now of we have celebrities and influencers because we kind of want to model ourselves after them.
But not even, let's go beyond. Let's include those and go beyond them.
Mm.
Yes,
celebrities. I'm just saying it's indicative of this, that yes, we want that.
Celebrities and influencers, let's go beyond it. The news.
Mm-hmm.
Financial commentators. Political commentators. Religious commentators.
Yeah.
We're looking at all these, trying to figure out what our personal path is.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking in the wrong place.
We're saying, tell me who to be.
Yes, okay, you've just hit it. We're looking at influencers, entertainers, political commentaries, news, financial stuff, expecting them to tell me who to be when it's only Christ.
We need to get to know ourselves and get to know Christ.
It's interesting.
It's those two things together.
It's interesting. There's a profound line from Vatican II where it says, Christ reveals man to himself.
Yeah.
Christ reveals you to yourself.
Yeah.
Christ reveals you to yourself.
That's incredible. But I think this gets down to the roots of my dissatisfaction. And the cure for it.
It's the cure.
It's so simple that this is between me and Christ.
But it only comes, this can only come by spending time with him in prayer. By prayer, what do I mean? I mean, yes, what we're doing now in the rosary, that's part of it. But then going further, spending time reading his life in the gospel, thinking about it, and just being with him.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, you can't know who you are or become who you're supposed to be.
Well, if you're never looking in words towards yourself and towards Christ, because, I mean, that spiritual reality, you're not going to just find it without spending time in internal silence. If you're never looking inwards, how can you see yourself? But I spend a lot of time trying to see myself from the wrong perspective, by not even looking at myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say it this way. If you're out there praying with us and listening to this conversation, and in any way you feel a little bit lost, not quite sure who you're supposed to be or what the next step in your life is, you're not gonna find it by looking at the news or some commentary or some expert. You're only going to find it and figure it out by spending time with Christ. That's it.
Yeah. You're not going to figure out how your story goes or your story ends by picking up a different book.
That's right. So let's spend more time with Christ, so that we can be unbelievable expressions of him and greater expressions of ourselves. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. Thanks for that meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.